You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Old Mother Brown was 50, by heck, maybe a little bit more, when her gal, too, got mother to wear the skirt like the chickens wore. But when Sue got after her father to dress like an old fool, too, then old Silas Brown called her right down, and he says to his daughter, Sue, you made a chicken of your mother with your darned old city ways. Why, she thinks, for God, she is sweet 16, and she walks like a duck on the village green. When we were spliced to one another, she knew her ankle from her knee. Oh, you made a chicken of your mother, but you can't make a goose of me. Old Silas Brown ran downstairs right into the cellar to hide. Then old Ma Brown came home from town in a skirt that was high tide. And when they discovered old Silas, he had drank up the homemade brew. And while laying in the old coal bin, he cried as he said to Sue, you made a chicken of your mother, now I hope you're satisfied. She looks to me like the blonde soubrette in the barber shop on Police Gazette. She be a fool and you another to let her boob what hair she has. Oh, you made a chicken of your mother, but by heck, you can't make a goose of your dad.
Daylight, put out the lamplight, Here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin'. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yep, it's another radiola, and I'm going to call this one stuffing. That could have some implications, but basically means that this radiola is stuffed full of good music, and some of it is left over, but most of it is better the second day, as you say. So this is sort of a post-Thanksgiving radiola. You can probably... I may upload it early, but there you go. It'd still be dated November 26th, which is the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, for all of you happy shoppers out there who like to engage in that particularly odious tradition. We begin, and I'm Andy Sr., and I'm just feeling like that today, so don't mind me. Radiola began with Nora Bay's, "You've made a chicken of your mother, but you can't make a goose out of me." 1921. Oh, yeah. That's a good one. I like it. What can I say? She's hitting on all the cylinders there. And after that, we have Andre Castellanets conducts. That's on the label. Turkey in the Straw. And right now it's in the refrigerator, awaiting several meals of decreasing savory quality. But nonetheless, you can enjoy it up to a point, and at a certain point, you're just going to give it to the cat. That was from 1938, and I like that ocarina in there. So there was a sweet potato in there with the turkey. That was always, you got to have that. You got to have your yams in there. Oh, yes. Willard Robeson, Wake Up Chillin' is our theme, and we play it every week. Whether I feel like it or not, it's... That's got to be, we've got to have some constant in there. Radiola playlists are available at radiolablog.blogspot.com. Type radiola into Google and you will no doubt find it, assuming you're looking for it. We're going to continue now with some nice upbeat hot dance to get us going here, and that maybe, get that tryptophan out of your system, which you may require at this point. This is a good one. Charles Dornberger, and this is the vocalist is Carl Zorns, Zoehrns. You're just a flower from an old bouquet. A Kelly flower, perhaps, or one of those other flowers, 1926.
please take me back tonight where I belong. Sing a cradle song to me and then won't you tie me to your apron strings again?
Roger Wolf Kahn and his Hotel Biltmore Orchestra. Bam Bam Bammy Shore, 1925. Nice early electric there. That band was, you know, those 1925, 26 electrics sound pretty good. We got a bunch of those. We're not gonna stint on those. I think they're they're not chestnuts, but they belong in stuffing, no doubt. Which is the theme of this week's Radiola with me. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm the chief stuffer on board tonight. Before Roger Wolf Kahn, we had Jack Chapman's orchestra, and that was from the same session as Dreaming of a Castle in the Air. Dreaming of a Castle in the Air. No apostrophe in there. But this was Tie Me to Your Apron Strings Again, 1925, and... Well, that's that's an interesting implication. That goes in the Freudian show, I think. But a lot of things go into this show. It's basically a panoply of different things, a smorgasbord, a mishmash, if you will. But I think that fits. And send that one home to your mother and see if that cheers her up. Charles Dornberger and his orchestra. Carl Zorn's vocal. You're Just a Flower from an Old Bouquet, 1926. This is Radiola, as I said, so I'm not going to say any more. We're going to continue now with Kitty O'Connor, the girl baritone. And this is how... People are going to start asking me this pretty quick, because I tend to affect an air of insouciance, although not feckless insouciance. I just sort of... perhaps you could call it nihilism. I'm not sure what it would be at this point. Nihilism has some bad connotations to it. So I'll go for insouciance and see how far I get with that. So this is appropriate entirely from 1928. Why Can't You Care?
If you really know, I've tried in every way to show the love that keeps my heart aglow and still lives on, although you're
Yeah, very ambivalent set there. First insouciance and then both ends of the spectrum. We finished. Oh, yes. Bernie Cummins and his Hotel New Yorker Orchestra. And Bernie's singing it there for you. Lucky Little Devil from 1930. Before that, Arthur Lally and the Millionaires. 1931, I'm guessing. Got a Date with an Angel. So, take your pick. Usually lies somewhere in the middle. So there's your Hegelian dialectic if you want to, tackle it. Before that, Kitty O'Connor, the girl baritone, singing nice and deep, Why Can't You Care, from 1928. And this is Radiola, and we sing as deep as we can, but I don't know if we can sing that deep. No old man river moments here on Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm your baritenor. Sometimes barely a tenor. We have to consider this now. Victor Roberts acoustically presenting this for you. 1920 off a rather nice sounding Victor, My Sahara Rose.
face was in the marketplace in old Baghdad. What cheeks she had, like a bed full of red roses. I stood a while until I saw her smile, then I smiled too, and so would you. Listen now, this is how the story goes. There, where the temples stand, in that land, over the burning sand, there, in a bower rare, like a flower fair, in love and so did I. Need the azure sky, sweetheart, why? Why did we say goodbye? But I suppose only Allah knows. That's how the story goes of my Sahara Rose.
Thank you. Sally, I love you.
The OK Syncopators, Harry Reeser on that, Black Sheep Blues from 1923. Nice work in there, Harry and all the usual suspects. He had pretty much kept the same guys for a long time. Not much to change the personnel of most Reeser groups. And even Tom Stacks was in there, but he was keeping his mouth shut on that one. But a good recording nonetheless, nice and clean. Before that, the Dixie Stars, which were Al Bernard singing, and also J. Russell Robinson was chiming in a bit with harmony on "Blue Eyed Sally." Down in the Ozarks there, 1924. Before that, Victor Roberts, "My Sahara Rose," which is very far from the Ozarks, 1920. So nice group of stuff there. This is Radiola, and it's just basically stuffing. This is your salad plate. You've got the olives, you've got the carrots, a little celery with the Kraft Neufchâtel cheese in it, and all the good stuff that you got to put walnuts in that too, and make it really really fancy. It's traditional stuff, and if you like tradition, that's your meal. I don't know how traditional this stuff is, but it's old, so let's just consider that the positive. And I'm Andy Senior, your old host here, and I'm getting older every minute. The Seattle Harmony Kings are coming up. How many times? How many times are you going to go for seconds? And how many times is that turkey going to get recycled until you have to get it out of the fridge and, you know, bury it somewhere in the backyard? How many times indeed? Irving Berlin wrote it, and the Seattle Harmony Kings are playing it in 1926.
absolutely sure was blind. I found the best that ever was. Here's just some of the things he does. He shakes my ashes, greases my griddle, churns my butter, strokes my fiddle. My man is such a handy man. He threads my needle, creams my wheat, heats my heater, chops my meat. My man is such a handy man. If you believe or not, he sure is good to have around. Why, when my furnace gets too hot, he's right there to turn my damper down. For everything, he's got a scheme. You ought to see his new starter that he uses on my machine. My man is such a handy man. He flaps my flapjacks, cleans off the table, feeds the horses in my stable. My man, such a handy man. He's God's gift. Sometimes he's up long before dawn, busy trimming the rough edges off my lawn. Oh, you can't get away from it. He's such a handy man. Never has a single thing to say while he's working hard. I wish that you could see the way he handles my front yard. My ice don't get a chance to melt away. He sees that I get that old fresh piece every day. Oh, that man sure is such a handy man.
And there's Ethel Waters extolling the virtue of somebody who knows how to use a set of tools. My handyman, 1928. Oh, yes. You know, sometimes, you know, some people don't know what end of a Phillips screwdriver is the right one. But, you know, it's good to be resourceful. James P. Johnson is very resourceful on the piano there and sounds like he knows what he's doing. And, he's the guy to listen to as far as I'm concerned. Ethel Waters also is incomparable. Before that, Fred Ham and his orchestra. Well, that's, you know, you could have ham on Thanksgiving, too, I guess. You've got a little ham left over. You know, that makes a nice sandwich, too. A little mustard on that, whatever. And that's low in fat. Consider that, would you? Sugarfoot Stomp, 1926. And a rather slow version, but I like it, beginning with How Many Times by the Seattle Harmony Kings from 1926. Also, this is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I'm trying to... It was a strange Thanksgiving. I have to say, it was very unusual. It will have been unusual, I should say, because I'm recording this before we get down to all the crazy stuff, so I thought I'd get this out of the way, but I know it will have been an unusual Thanksgiving. We're just going to have our usual, going to attempt cooking at home this year, which I just, as long as we can get the fire department, we're fine. No, sir, it'll be good. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. And that's because, I'm the guy in the kitchen, assisting in this case. Usually I'm the main guy. But leading into a segue that, you know, could have been put together with duct tape, this broadcast, we saw Catherine Russell in a certain city in New Jersey that will remain unnamed for legal reasons. Kitchen Man. And we enjoyed her a lot. Yes, indeed. So Kitchen Man is what I am, and this is what she's singing. Although this guy seems to know how to use a set of tools as well. This is from Catherine Russell's fantastic album Sentimental Streak on World Village, and you can find that if you look for it. Kitchen Man, here it is. Wonderful stuff.
Well, Madam Bucks was quite deluxe, servants by the score, footmen at each door, butlers and maids galore. But one day Dan, a kitchen man, gave in his notice, he's through. She cried, "Oh, Dan, don't go. It'll grieve me if you do." She said, "I love his cabbage, crave his hash. I gotta have me some of that succotash. I can't do without my kitchen man. Oh, well, I am wild about his turnip tops. I like the way he warms my chops. I can't do without my kitchen man. To me, and you ain't heard the half. Ooh, his jelly rolls, soup nice and hot, never fails to hit the spot. I can't do without my kitchen man. Oh, how that boy can open clams. Nobody else is ever gonna touch my hand.